Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Radio History right here on 97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney Show. This is the earliest that our next guest has ever appeared in public.
On our show.
In general. Like for as far as we know,
wow.
It's the earliest known wake-up time in the history of Bob Winowski. He is the columnist from the Detroit News. He is the host of The Wojo Show every evening here on 97.1 The Ticket, and he joins us now live from the Vatican. Wednesdays with Woj. What's up, my man?
Hello. Hello.
Woj?
Hey. I've been up this early before.
Name a specific time and place and
that did not involve a rectal exam by your doctor.
Ew, Stoney. You always got to go there.
Yeah, I know.
I can't remember.
Now, earlier this morning, probably before you were awake, the Pope and Jim Harbaugh met, which raises the question with these two celebrated gentlemen. Have you ever met Jim Harbaugh?
Oh, yeah. Once, way back when. I think it was after the Michigan-Ohio State game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you see he presented Pope Francis with the Michigan helmet?
And
Jordan shoes, right?
Yeah, Air Jordans, yep.
Okay. How much money would you pay? I'm thinking $1.5 million to see the Pope take off his very cool Pope hat and put on the Michigan helmet.
That would be awesome. It's probably meeting the Pope, in all seriousness, is probably the best thing about this trip so far.
Seems like it was for Harbaugh, certainly. I was just reading stories. You know, I like to do my show prep before I come on, and I was reading stories like from our own Angelique Chingelis, and talking to Harbaugh's wife, he really was, like, shaken up, Jim Harbaugh, believe it or not.
Well, he's the Pope.
Yeah, it is the Pope.
And by the way, Woj, as we pointed out, ironically, Mark D'Antonio watched the Pope of Greenwich Village last night.
No, that's not right. Oddly enough, earlier today, Mark D'Antonio met famed baseball writer Pope John Paul Morosi.
Yeah.
And he watched the Pope of Greenwich Village, which, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I heard that Mike Valenti has made plans to get de-baptized from the Catholic Church later on this morning as well. in a very somber ceremony, he will lose his Catholic upbringing, I think.
Now, you did tell people, I'm not over there, right? First of all, this line connection is too good. So I'm not over there. I know everybody thinks, you know, wherever Harbaugh is, I'm not far behind. No, I'm not there. I'm doing my duties here, okay?
You're making your duties here. We appreciate that
very
much.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Hey, Woj, is there any chance that the Tigers will DFA Aníbal Sánchez and bring up and call up the Pope?
Well, hold on. Aníbal wasn't part of that mess last night, was he?
No. In fact, I thought that game had Aníbal written all over it. But He did not pitch. All right, well, we'll get to the Tigers momentarily. I was listening to your show last night, the Wojo show. Really?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I knew he only had 40 minutes, so he'd bring his A game.
Stuck in traffic, normal reason.
And you did promote the fact that tonight on the show, between the hours of 6 and 6:40,
yep.
we will have the appearance from Wojo Damas to come down from the heavens, and it looks like a pretty clear day out there, so he should get a good reading and tell us who the Lions will draft. Woj, let's face it, nobody listens to your show. They all listen to this show, so why don't you just go ahead and do that now?
All right, they will draft Spencer Dinwiddie. Oh, no, wait. That was the great Pistons pick of all time. No.
Lou Rowe.
Now, Jamie, back when you used to bother to do a show with me, you were very good at keeping track of stats and stuff, but I believe Wojo Damas remains 100% on picking the Lions first-rounder, isn't he?
No. In fact, I believe during my time with Wojo Damas, he never picked it correctly.
Huh?
I could be wrong about that. I don't remember Lakin Tomlinson or Riley Reiff being on the lips of Wojo Damas.
Yeah, Wojo Damas is more successful in the NBA.
Yeah, no, that is very true. But yes, at approximately 6:33 today, if you don't want to waste your time tomorrow wading through the NFL draft, Wojo Damas will tell you who the Lions are picking. Now, understand, it is sent by the heavens, but there is a little bit of... Wojo Damas does do some investigative work.
Well, Wojo Damas does mock drafts.
He reads them.
Well, let me ask you. This is not Wojo Damas. This is Wojo.
Yeah, back.
Bob Wanowski. Are they going to draft defense at least?
Well, why do people get so obsessed about one pick the first round? Yes, I think they probably will, but don't grab a defensive guy if there's all of a sudden a great offensive player that has appeared just so you... Listen, Stoney...
Even if he's a tight end?
Well, I still think you're stuck in those ways where you're worried about perceptions. See, with the great BQ, Bob Quinn... See, in the era BBQ, before Bob Quinn... You were always suspicious of the motive of why the Lions took a particular player, you know, Mike Williams and the like. But in this particular, I don't think he feels compelled. I've got to take a defensive player in the first round or the fans will go bonkers. Well, no. I actually hope if a great offensive player drops to him, I hope he takes him. I hope he doesn't.
Well, I hope he doesn't go by the whim of the fans because that would mean he'd be weak. By the way, you mentioned BQ. I always thought you were partial to DQ.
No, I like BBQ.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait, BBQ before Bob Quinn. I couldn't like BBQ.
No, DQ.
I know, Dairy Queen. Yeah. I'm aware of it. But I haven't seen, and it's so, so premature, but I haven't seen as much faith in a relatively unproven general manager as, like last night on the Little Wojo show, I tried to get Lions fans all scared and fired up and like, oh, what if he takes that tight end from Miami, you know, Njoku, whatever his name is. And I thought people would go, oh, my God, I'm done. Like, okay, all right, if he does it, okay, we'll see. And don't be mistaken, he might take a tight end there.
That actually leads to my next question. We're talking to Wojo. Wednesdays with Wojo. You can hear him tonight at 6 o'clock. The official Wojo Damas Lions draft prediction coming your way right before Tiger Baseball. Is there a guy, Woj, in your mind, like, for example, yesterday we did, who don't you want? And Stoney mentioned Njoku. The red flags on Reuben Foster scare me mightily. Is there a guy out there who you, if it does come up at 21, you would go,
Well...
Not an offensive lineman.
Obviously. No, right.
Realistically.
Njoku is kind of that guy for me. You know, obviously, if O.J. Howard drops there, I don't think anybody would be that upset. But you know what else, just from history's sake? I don't want the Clemson wide receiver Mike Williams. I just don't.
Gee, why not? I can't even begin to...
I really don't. I actually don't. And again... I trust a BQ on this so far until he leads us to not trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not opposed to taking an offensive player there. But I don't think any of those wide receivers are good enough to grab it. I mean, I suppose one or two might have. But would you really leap for Mike Williams, or even
Corey Davis.
With all due respect for Corey Davis from Western Michigan.
No, because I think there's enough really good defensive players out there, like Watt's brother. I mean, people that are talking about it. And even if you're going to go offense, I'd go running back before I'd go wide receiver.
Well, see, thank you, Stoney. That's my thing. Now, if BQ had followed the Wojo plan, he would have already signed up Adrian Peterson. It wouldn't have to be looking for a running back. However, now he will. There are a ton of good running backs.
Yes.
And they are going to take one, I would say, no lower than the third round. And, you know, I just have in the back of my head, this is Wojo talking, not Wojo Damas, is what if Christian McCaffrey falls to 21?
Doesn't sound like he
is. I don't think he's going.
He's going the opposite direction.
He is. I agree. He is. And a little while ago, a couple weeks ago, it seemed like he would. Okay, what if Dalvin Cook falls to 21?
I think he is going to be there at 21.
I would take him.
I would, too. I know there's some red flags on him as well, but I still really like him.
Well, Joe, would you agree the greatest thing that could happen tomorrow would be the New York Giants selecting Jabril Peppers?
Oh, to make Villani's head explode?
Oh, my God.
You know, and I know a lot has been made about the Peppers, urine dilution sample.
Yes.
I want to know who leaked that. That's what I want
to
know.
Well, just to prove I was listening to your show last night, Wojo, there's been a stream of stories that have come out about
it. Oh, I know. Somebody said he should change his name to Jabril Peepers.
No, it's Pippers. It's Pippers.
Oh, that's right.
Now, last thing, you're joking about with Bob Quinn, or as you've now taken to calling him BQ.
Yeah.
He has been here for a year and a half, and you're right. The Lions faithful have a ridiculous amount of faith in this guy because, quite frankly, everything he's done so far has worked. When you look around this city and this landscape, in terms of general confidence in one person, other than maybe Cabrera and Verlander prior to his last two starts, is there anybody up there with Quinn? I mean, he is at the highest point of the confidence meter, I think.
You know, trust meter, confidence meter, whatever you call it. I mean, sadly, I guess, you're probably right. Because, you know, Ken Holland, Stan Van Gundy, they're going through rough patches, and Alavila. Yet, you know, I actually thought about that topic. I thought long and hard about it. But I couldn't think of anybody to compare. And it's not necessarily to extol BQ, it's to look around and say, God, who or what else can you count on? You know what? The most trusted count onable, maybe it's Michael Fulmer right now.
Izzo and Harbaugh.
Okay, right, all right. Yeah. When you get into the college, right?
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you would have said D'Antonio about a year ago. Not so much now. So
the Deuce.
Yeah, D'Antonio.
Our next guest, the Deuce.
Jim Adusi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the guy, whatever he hits, he destroys. I mean, you could almost say about the guy.
And the Deuce is coming up next, isn't he?
We got him coming up at 9:32. The normal, he stole your time slot,
yes.
Wojo. So it's Wednesdays with Deucey, and it's early Wednesdays with Wojo.
Hey, Wojo, I stuck up for you, by the way. Jamie tried to claim that you were the oldest sports columnist in town.
Wait. JB, that's not true.
I wondered aloud if it were true, and then Stoney reminded me that you're a couple years younger than Jerry Green, so I apologized.
What about you got... you got the little feller.
Yeah, I mentioned him.
Mitch Albom.
And I wasn't sure on Seidel's age.
Oh, that's
my guess is he's. But my guess is he's older.
What about Len Henning? Does he count?
Oh, you're older than him.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
He's splendid.
Stop with that.
He is splendid. All right, Wojo, we'll be listening tonight. The Wojo Damas draft prediction tonight between 6 and 6:40. I'm guessing it'll come at approximately...
I'm older than Wojo.
6:39 and 30 seconds. There it is. Thanks, Woj.
Woohoo!
He's going back to bed. Wednesdays with Wojo here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.